Paulson prods the Chinese.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is in Beijing this morning. He plans to lobby Chinese officials to allow the value of its currency to rise and cut its bulging trade surplus. This is Paulson's third visit to China in less than a year. The new Democratic-controlled Congress is pushing hard for action from China. Paulson has to balance the pressure from Capitol Hill with Chinese officials who say they're moving as quickly as they can to make changes. Most Asian markets closed higher today, although that wasn't true in Japan. The Nikkei fell 79 points, or 0.5%. Let's take a look at how the market closed on Tuesday. After a week-long slump, the market finally got back on its feet. The Dow added 157 points, 12,207. The Nasdaq climbed 44 points to 2385, and the S&P rose 21 points. It's at 1395. James Bond's favorite car company could be under new ownership by the end of the week. Ford is reported to have found a buyer for its luxury Aston Martin division. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Speaking at the Geneva Motor Show, Ford's European boss would only say that Aston Martin will be sold sometime this year, but the Reuters news agency reckons the sale is imminent. They report the division could be sold by the end of the week for $860 million. The purchaser is reported to be a motor racing company called ProDrive. Ford put Aston Martin up for sale last summer. The company claims the division is on a solid financial footing and increased sales by around half last year to 6,500 cars. But few analysts question Ford's decision to sell Aston. Having lost $12.5 billion on its worldwide operations, Ford could certainly use some extra cash. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Today, a Senate committee holds its first in a series of hearings to examine business practices of the credit card industry. Top executives from Bank of America, Chase Bank, and Citigroup will face questions about their lending practices. Committee Chair Carl Levin says legislation may be needed to stop overzealous credit card companies from piling on interest rates and fees. He says those expenses have plunged millions of American families deeply into debt. Drug company Novartis is cheering. The FDA has approved its new blood pressure medication, Tecturna. As Helen Palmer reports from the health desk at WGBH, this drug tackles blood pressure in a totally different way. But that doesn't mean selling it will be easy.
A quarter of Americans have high blood pressure, including half of those over 55. But Catherine Phelps of the Pink Sheet, a pharmaceutical newsletter, says Novartis faces competition here.
There are a lot of established classes of drugs. This is a new class, which is good, but it's also hard to break into the established marketplace.
Especially, says Phelps, as many of those drugs are cheap generics. Still, Mary Argent Katwala, a drug analyst with the Decision Resources, expects Tecturna to boost the blood pressure therapy market.
It's about sort of $24 billion at the moment. And we think over the next 10 years, Tecturna could add about $2 billion to that.
Novartis claims Tecturna has an edge. It controls blood pressure for a full 24 hours. That's important because many strokes and heart attacks occur in the early morning. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
Where are you? Someone out there may be a very rich person, but no one knows who they are. Officials with the Mega Millions jackpot say they're waiting to find out if anyone owns a $370 million lottery ticket. The winning numbers were drawn last night.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com. Science and Technology Reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives, BostonScientific.com. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices, Calvert.com.
Whistleblowing is going digital. Later this month, a website will be launched that promises those with government or corporate information a way to share it anonymously. The site will be called WikiLeaks. Already it has critics wondering who's behind it and just how anonymous it will really be. Nancy Marshall-Ginzer has a story.
Time was you had to go through piles of documents to find your smoking gun. You know, like Julia Roberts' character did in the movie Erin Brockovich when she went after a factory for polluting the water.
We can get these people.
With only legal expertise, you believe that?
I know the difference between right and wrong.
Michelle Tingling Clemens is a real-life whistleblower who lost her job after she exposed cronyism in the former Washington, D.C. mayor's office. She was inspired by movies like Erin Brockovich, but Tingling Clemens worries that, like Hollywood, WikiLeaks will overlook the perils of whistleblowing.
You know, if you're used to getting up and going out and going to work and doing things every day, you've got to figure out how are you going to function, what are you going to do?
WikiLeaks says its whistleblowers won't leave any cyber fingerprints, so they don't have to worry about getting caught. But Dylan Blaylock of the Government Accountability Project says that online cloak of secrecy has some big holes.
There might only be one office with access to this document that's been posted on the web. Management might then say, I know it was somebody in this office, I'm going to go ahead and retaliate against everybody.
And speaking of anonymity, who's behind WikiLeaks? The site says it was founded by scientists and Chinese dissidents whose stated goal is to help expose government corruption, especially in Asia and developing countries. Call the number listed under Contacts and you get this recording.
Thank you for calling WikiLeaks.org. Send your inquiry to WikiLeaks@WikiLeaks.org.
I did send an email and got a message back wishing me and my family well, but adding that WikiLeaks isn't seeking media exposure. One rumor about the site is it's a front for the CIA. Patrice McDermott of OpenTheGovernment.org is skeptical.
I doubt that that's the case, but, you know, that possibility is there. And even if they're not behind it, the possibility of them planting information on it, I think is high.
Whoever's behind the site has promised to launch it this month. WikiLeaks says it's already received more than 1 million documents. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
We don't know who you are, but if you'd like to listen to more of Marketplace, we're podcasting. Just visit our website, anonymously, of course, at marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.